determines it. You know, our life is but a vapor. It appears for a little time and then it vanishes away. How quickly things change. We just assume that everything's going to continue on. You know, we've got our plans for tomorrow, but nothing guarantees that we're going to see the morning. Verse 15, for that ye ought to say. You know, ought is an italic, but it's implied. It's almost, it's not just ought, for say this is the way it's stated. You want something to say, say this. If the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. You know, and everything that we do, we submit all things to his direction and judgment. All of your worrying, all of your thinking about is not going to add one cubit to your measure. Again, that's a lesson difficult to learn because we lay awake at night. I do think about things. I need to hear this, you know, as much as anybody, that if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. People today would be aghast if you said to them that what is represented as Christianity today is the same thing as Islam. Same thing. And they're like, oh, you can't say that. Yes, I can, because what represents so-called Christianity today is a works religion. When they tell sinners to be saved, this is what you must do, you're preaching up a works religion. This is what you have to bring to God in order for him to save you. It's a conditionalism, but it's a works religion. It's no different than Islam or any other named religion in the world. We're either in Christ, been taught of him, and by his grace we've been declared righteous by his finished work, or we are of these described here in verse 36, that sins against him, that hate him, and so doing they love death. I'll tell you, next time you run into somebody that professes to be a Christian, ask them, do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? And they're like, what do you mean? Yeah, obviously. Let me have you describe him, who he is then. Just tell me, who is this Christ that you love? And then be quiet and listen. Sometimes they think we got to do all the talking. But we need to do the asking to get them to declare. And I'll tell you, it doesn't take long before they feel like they're under the spotlight. In fact, you'll see some even starting to sweat. Because you're questioning just to find out. You say you know Christ. You say you love Christ. This is a matter of life and death. Who is he? That I might know him. That's what the blind man said to Christ. And he said, do you believe? And when the Lord said, I am, he bowed and worshiped. Left to ourselves, we could never have worked out how God could be just and justified. But in Christ, we see the wisdom of God. How he can both be just, not lowering his standard, but justifier. And that so complete was the work of Jesus Christ. When he finished the work, there remained nothing but righteousness to impute. And that's the very next word, righteousness. If anybody talks about a righteousness other than that which God imputed there at the cross, they don't know the righteousness of God. Because that's all of God's righteousness right there when he said, it's finished, it's finished. And sanctification, being set apart in him. I wasn't even there. And yet, in God's purpose, when Christ died and paid the debt, worked out this salvation, it was on my behalf. I was set apart in him. And redemption, what he accomplished at the cross, but then the final redemption of this body. That's why it's put last there. We await, Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, like the creation groans and awaits that day when mortality will take on immortality, corruption will take on incorruption. But all of this, that he that glorifies the glory of the Lord. So Paul...